Welcome to episode 58, the podcast that knows you're trying to be a better person in 2026, but we also think you're perfect the way you are. I'm your host, Lenny, and with me, because he's listed as an employee now on our tax forms, is co-host Matt. We'll discuss such topics as goals, both personal and professional, for this podcast. We have a holiday of the week. Matt has a game for us, and we'll obviously discuss the Bears. Most importantly, we'll do some trivia and we'll get into some arguments. Matt, it's about a week into 2026. Do you feel any different than you did a week ago?
A little bit. I don't have an infected leg anymore, which was a new update on my surgically repaired leg.
Update on the pole. There you go.
That's gone. Feeling good. I will say I just learned that I'm an employee now, so I'm expecting the W-2s and the salary to reflect my worth. So.
Like the WNBA, it's just however much money the product generates.
Well, we're doing good then.
Yeah.
Replay those ads for us, people. Replay those ads.
Ew. Yeah. Also not in control of when the ads play. So you were.
Yeah. Not perfectly placed.
No. But hey, you got to make money somehow, you know?
What episode is this?
Episode 58.
Was not prepared for that, and I was not listening in the beginning if you said it.
Nah, that's fine.
Episode 58. 58. This is not an easy one. I cannot think of a 58.
I'm trying to think of like a hockey player or a lineman.
Is Darnell Wright 58?
Maybe. Do you know a Bears 4? Is there a 4?
Is there a 4?
Yeah. I know a 54. We'll just add 54 to 4.
I think Darnell Wright's 58. I'm actually going to look it up. I know I'll never do this, but I actually don't know.
It's okay. When I say, hey, Jamie, pull that clip up, it's just us looking stuff up on our phones while the other one talks. Spoiler alert. Oh, yeah. I mean,
hey, Darnell Wright, number 58.
Let's go.
I feel like I do too many Bears, though. I'm trying to switch it up. All right.
It's fine.
Episode 58. Darnell Wright. Let's do this thing.
That was Holy Lola by the Dirty Nines. Short, sweet, to the point. Now back to the show. As previously stated, it's 2026, and I feel it's warrant to come up with some goals for us and ourselves. It's good to have aspirations, I believe. I mentioned before reading 12 books this year, so I can get these 6 books that have been sitting on my nightstand either somewhere else or, you know, I either have to read them or remove them from my nightstand. So they're not a constant reminder of how much I don't read. Yeah. What is a goal for you?
Well, I did the 12 books last year and I failed. I was about 150 pages short of reading my 12 books, and I considered cramming it on New Year's Eve, and I decided I ain't about that life right now, and I didn't.
Okay.
So I kind of want to run that one back, but I also think I'll crush it this year because I am reading more than I was. My real issue is like I read 4 books by September and then I read 6 books from November to December.
Want to do a Trivial Arguments book club?
Give us the book recs. Hopefully it's one that Lenny and I both have on our nightstand already.
Do you have If You Give a Mouse a Cookie?
I don't have that. I have
it's
like
a banger, but I will tell you could cheat because there is an Amazon Prime show. So
I do have like 3 children's books in this house, even though I don't have children.
Do you read to the dog?
A couple parents gave me books as like Christmas gifts, and I was like, oh, that's so nice.
Were they all Seuss?
No, that's like the main. Yeah, I have to sign that like 5 copies of that every graduation. That Places You Will Go.
Yeah.
Parents love to have all their teachers, kids' teachers sign that one. It's a cool little thing, and I'm sure the kids will love it. But when you're the teacher that's signing a bunch of them and have to come up with a creative thing.
They're just autographs. Just consider them autographs, and then you can sign like 100 of them.
Well, that's what I do. I have like when I kids ask me to sign their yearbook, I have like a I have one thing that I do, and the kids eventually catch on. But if they're just young kids, like if they're not middle school yet, I just sign my name, and that's they love it. So I get all the credit. But when they get a little older, they want you to write something. So my thing I do is I ask them. They're like, "Will you sign my yearbook?" I was like, "Sure. What do you want me to write?" And then whatever they say, they have whatever the next thing out of their mouth is. I write that exact thing. They're normally like, "I don't care, whatever you want." And I'm like,
"I don't care, whatever you want."
You said I could write whatever I want, and I think that was pretty cool. And then I signed my name. And I do a variation of that. And so the smart ones catch on. And then they'll just go silent. And then I say something like, "Your silence says it all."
That would get a pop out of me if my teacher did that.
There's a few that are like, "All right, you've done this for 3 years. I'm graduating. It's 8th grade. I really want you to write something." And when they're really serious about it, I will pull something out. But it's not my favorite time of year, signing yearbooks.
Yeah. It's okay.
How did we get here from New Year's resolutions?
We said books. Well, so here's one that'll play into reading more books. Screen time under 8 hours. Did you know that anything over 6, they say it's extremely excessive?
I like that. That's a good one. The only issue is I don't count like after dinner TV as screen time.
I mean, I wasn't even counting that. I meant just the on your phone that tracks it. Yeah.
Because, I mean, technically watching a show or a movie or something is screen time, but it feels different. And like if that's my way of unwinding at the end of the day, I think I'm allowed to do that without counting it as screen time.
Well, we should say little screen time, I guess.
Yeah.
Big screen goes unmonitored until it says, "Hey, this is harmful." Little screen is the one that sends a message to you every Sunday like, "Hey, you're a piece of shit."
Are you not counting computers?
No. Well, I'm never on a computer other than work. I mean, how can
I? So you get 8 hours a day just from work.
You think I'm on my computer 8 hours at work?
Well, no, because you have Netflix playing next to your work computer.
That's not true. I don't watch Netflix anymore. Actually, I have to do my job. It's terrible. Well,
but you used to do that. You used to do that.
I used to also. Yeah. This is
so
true.
So I actually can go a whole workday with never looking at a screen other than playing music from Spotify.
I do wonder if Spotify, because I use Spotify almost all the time at work, and if Spotify's playing on my phone, does that count as screen time?
No, I think your screen actually has to be on, because if you look on the iPhone, it has like the amount of pickups also. The amount of times you like picked up your phone to look at it is also a number they track.
It's also my wife texting me at work, so she's also part of the problem.
Yeah, I just don't respond to text messages while I'm at work, which you always give me flack for.
Or while you're at home.
I'm not a huge screen guy.
Put a GoPro at the top of your head. I want to know what you do all day that doesn't involve you messaging me back.
I have my read receipts on. That should be enough for you.
No, that just pisses me off. Then I know you looked at it, and then 8 hours later when you respond, "Yeah, that sounds fine." And I'm like, well, the moment's gone.
I don't know. I don't think I do that a whole heck of a lot. I think you're exaggerating that.
Sure.
I think very seldomly do I actually read it and then not respond.
One of your goals should be nicer to Lenny. Don't answer anybody else's text message, but Lenny has highest priority.
The issue with that is, no, there's just too many issues with that. I was going to try to narrow it down to one. I can be nicer to you. You have to earn it, though.
What do you
mean? This ain't for free. This ain't for free.
I would argue I'm more nicer to you than I should. How does it make you feel?
Feels like you've been talking to a 2-year-old for a while with that sentence.
I watch TV right now.
Yeah.
I tried to lay on the couch, what was it, Saturday or Sunday? And my 2-year-old was, you know, being a 2-year-old, super hyper. And I was like, can Daddy just like lay down for like 5 more minutes? And she patted me on the head and said, Daddy, sleep. Julia, watch TV right now. And I said, sounds good to me. I don't care anymore.
So does she refer to herself in third person?
Sometimes, yeah.
The ego on that kid. Look at you
she
go.
She called Lizzie Elizabeth the other day.
Ooh, that one will send a shiver down your spine. Yeah.
Elizabeth for a 2-year-old. That's pretty good. Because I said Elizabeth, and then she like looked at me like dumbfounded. And I was like, that's mommy. And she was like, Elizabeth. And I was like, yeah, it's funny when she says it. But yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of letters in Elizabeth for your 2-year-old. So that's pretty funny. Let's see. What's another?
You got any other goals? You got the 12 books. Is that the only one you made?
I mean, I feel like an easy one, obviously, is lose weight. And then next year when I don't, who cares? But
hey, you got to be more specific.
Lose weight in ass. trying to have the jeans fit better.
Fit back into my apple bottom jeans.
Yeah. More junk, less trunk is always a good one.
You should do like a be able to do 10 pull-ups or something, you know? Make it a tangible goal.
Tangible for who?
I was going to say one, but I remember I was supposed to be nice to you.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I put down like don't eat after like 9 o'clock.
See, that's just – it's just never going to happen. That's like – you got to make yourself attainable goals here.
I mean, I should have some type of self-control.
Yes, but there's going to be a time –
I shouldn't eat after 9 and you go, you should really not set the bar that high.
No, on the weekday, sure. On like, a weekend, it's impossible.
I'm like pouring myself a bowl of ice cream around 9 p.m., it's like a handful of pretzels or something.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. It's a good goal, but
yeah,
make it obtainable. You're going to eat after 9 o'clock and fail.
I mean, what did I write down? Lose weight, read 12 books, no food after 9 p.m., and less than 8 hours of screen time.
Those are pretty good. Yeah, I'm definitely on that.
There's no more time for anything else.
My goal is don't be so fat that your tendons start tearing. That's on the list for old 2026.
Did the doctor say it was because of your size?
No.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with me being fat, but it has more to do with me being an athlete and active my whole life. Yeah. That's what they told me. And I was like, wow, thanks.
That'll do it.
Still sucks that my tendons ripped in two, but thanks.
Yeah. I just miss the days where I could, like, you know, sleep on my shoulder and not have, like, a bunch of pain for the next, like, 3 days. Like, it shouldn't be like this. When did this start?
Like, when did
the drop-off almost happen, like, suddenly?
Our goal should be become mobility kings for 2026. We want that shoulder mobility, that hip mobility. That make us feel young again.
Arm circles. I haven't done those in 15 years. That might be the issue.
I had a thought about that. I got some shoulder problems too, but mine is more from just like throwing dodgeballs at kids relentlessly and never doing anything else to strengthen my shoulders.
Just tear that rotator cuff.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have some torn. There's some tearing that's happened in there for sure. But you know what? Honestly, being like laid up doing nothing for 6 months, I think is going to heal a lot of my body. So blessing in disguise, having to sit here for 6 months and doing nothing.
Yeah. I have one for the actual podcast itself. We're at 58. This is episode 58. Let's reach 100 episodes. And I put with 15 special guests.
I like that. I'll co-sign that one.
But are we counting Bobby already?
Heck yeah, we are.
Thank God. I was like, we're definitely cheating, right? I mean,
we can even count Mike for the bonus episode. Ooh, if we really want.
Yeah, let's go. All right. Yeah, we're killing this. If you're listening right now and you're interesting, find us in the DMs.
Did you say if
more special guests?
Did you say if you're interested or if you're interesting?
If you're interesting, not if you're
interested. Okay, yeah. See, that's a big difference, people. Don't be hitting us up if you're not interesting.
Yeah, your fun fact better be an actual fun fact, not something stupid. So if you're interesting, find us in the DMs. If you're interested, why wouldn't you be? This is an award-winning podcast. You know what it also is? It's also famously a sports podcast, but it's also an informative podcast. Here's the only good holiday of the week, because January is still hungover from New Year's Eve. January 7th, yesterday, if you're listening, sorry, National Bobblehead Day. Not a big fan of bobbleheads. That might come as a surprise to you.
It does kind of come as a surprise to me.
I'm pretty pro-nonsense, and bobbleheads are just strictly nonsense. So, yeah, I want to know what your thoughts are on bobbleheads, because even like the specialty ones that are like, you know, this athlete is for Star Wars night is a Jedi. I'm like, I don't care about any of that. It's just cluttering my house. I have enough nonsense in my house.
Yeah, I would say I don't have a strong opinion either way. I'm not a bobblehead person. I don't think I've ever even owned a bobblehead.
I'm looking at my brother Darvish bobblehead on the windowsill. I don't know why that's there.
My brother has a Marshall Faulk bobblehead that we kept in the package because he thought it'd be worth money one day.
Yeah.
I am curious if he still has that. He'll let me know.
Yeah, it's also the holding on to this thing, if it's going to be worth something. I have a David DeJesus Cubs bobblehead. For what? He doesn't even have one of those.
I would say you're pretty anti-bobblehead to own more than one bobblehead. You should just get rid of them.
That's true. I kind of forgot this one was even there. I just happened to look up. It's next to my Power Ranger coasters and my framed Chicago Tribune at last Cubs win the World Series.
I think you should just put it right in the trash after this podcast is over.
Here's another goal going back. 365 days, 365 things being thrown out of my house.
That's a good one. You should do that.
But it also implies that we can't get anything new for a full year, which I'm fine with. But I'm not the only one that lives here. So,
no, you should just have a one-in, one-out policy. It's like you have to throw away 365 things, and if you bring something in, something's got to go.
I mean, that's fine by me. I could destroy 50% of the things in my house, and there would still be way too much nonsense in the house. All of my stuff is in a nice little cabinet. All of my knickknacks, all in the cabinet. No one's even seen them. If you put them in a tight space.
You do have a lot of knickknacks, though.
Yeah, my wife has a lot of clothes. I'm going to send you the picture of just floor to ceiling clothes, and I want you to tell me if this whole bottom section you think she even knows exists. She's ever worn anything in the last 5 years in that two-thirds to the bottom. There's just no way.
I worked with a teacher who she wore every single thing in her closet, just started from left to right, and she wore it. And so she'd like come to school like kind of in like a fancy dress, and they're like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm just wearing my closet every day, and if I don't like it, I get rid of it, and if I don't want to wear it that day, I get rid of it. And I was like, that's got to be kind of a freeing thing.
I've seen people that put like with the hangers, so they put the hangers one way at the beginning of the year, and then like based on when they wear the thing or whatever, you put the hanger in like the opposite direction. That way at the end of the year, all the hangers facing one way is all the stuff you wore, and all the hangers facing the other way is stuff you didn't wear, and you toss all that stuff.
That's a good idea, except
I just don't hang things up.
I'm almost exclusively hang up. I'm done folding. I don't fold anymore. If I can't hang it up, it's like I barely wear it.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to have my own closet one day that isn't filled with other people's things. That'd be nice. I look forward to one day having my own space.
You guys just need a bigger house. You've outgrown your house.
Yeah, I mean, we outgrew our house the second we moved in. But, yeah, I mean, live in a house with a dog and three girls. So all of my knickknacks will soon be the only things I own in this little drawer of mine. My nightstand has two drawers, and it's now filled with baby clothes. And I'm like, how do we get here? I didn't even have anything in there, so that's my fault. I guess if my stuff was taken out for baby stuff, that's one thing. But I didn't utilize that space at all. I don't have enough stuff. All my stuff is down here. In my man cave with dirty, muddy dog paws because I'm too lazy to move them anywhere else.
And that's bobblehead talk, folks.
Yeah, buddy. Obviously, that was bobbleheads. January 7th, National Bobblehead Day. If you're listening, send us your weirdest bobblehead, and we will rank it. But if you have a Yu Darvish or a David DeJesus, that's already taken.
Is it time for our game, you think?
Yeah, game time. Matt has a game for us.
All right.
You know what? It's our podcast. We can do whatever the hell we want.
I've seen other people do this. I thought it'd be fun for us to give it a shot.
Yeah.
We're titling this game the Say Less game. As the kids would say.
Yeah.
Ooh, say less. So, for those who don't know, I made up the title, so of course you don't know. This is the game where I have a list. I have not created the list, but I have a list and it has a theme. And the goal is for Lenny to guess what is on the list in 15 words or less. I will give one word at a time. I can also give more than one word, but if I were to give a clue, like I would say a color, and then if I said purple, that would be the clue. If Lenny gets it, then we go to the next one. If he doesn't, I'll give another one word to try to get as all the guesses in as few amount of words as possible, if that makes sense. I let Lenny choose the theme, and he went with football.
Yeah.
He went with football. So this is going to be a football themed list. I did think that if I was making the list that it would be easy for me to pick ones that I think we could get because we're trying to be successful. So I had ChatGPT make three lists. I haven't looked at them. I copied and pasted them into a Google Doc as they were. I'm going to let you choose one, two, or three. You can choose the list. One, two, or three. I also, so the listeners at home know, this is football, all-encompassing, which means there probably will be two soccer ones on each list because that's what I told ChatGPT to do.
Football and football.
But you won't know which ones. But you won't know which ones. So this is like extra challenging.
Football is on all three?
Football is on all three, two of them.
Okay.
So there's going to be seven. There's seven different items on this list.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to get it in 15 words or less.
Okay.
You want to keep track of the words?
Sure. Me and you are doing this?
Just you are doing it. I'm giving the clues. I mean, we're working together. This is collaborative.
Okay. Yes. Let's see here. All right.
You want to do game one, game two, or game three?
I want game one.
One. All right, so it's football. I'm going to say one word. If you don't get it with one guess in that one word, I will go to the next word. Sometimes I guess you can guess two guesses in with one word. I don't know. There's no rules. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Looking at game number one. Goat.
Goat? Is that the man who kisses his son on the mouth, Tom Brady?
It is. Nice job.
All right.
ChatGPT maybe gave us an easy one. I don't know. We'll find out.
I'm glad it wasn't like subjective. So that was nice.
Number two, star.
I mean, I'm assuming it's like Dallas Cowboy.
Dallas Cowboys is correct. Look at us go. We might, if we get this in seven, I swear.
Hold on. There's seven words?
Yeah. I got to think of this one now. Oh, shoot. I can't even think of one word to say for this one. Okay. Let me think.
I mean, we have some leeway, don't we?
We do have some leeway.
Then say less.
Okay.
Say less.
All right. I got to say less. I just don't know how to get you to say it.
Did you have any confidence in me in two guesses?
Yeah. I feel like those were pretty simple. Okay.
I think you just have to throw something out there and trust that.
Yeah. That's what we got to do. Seven rounds,
and it's football. Seven rounds. Quadruple overtime.
Seven rounds, and then I'll say picks.
Seven round. Is it draft?
Draft. It's draft. See, I was like, I don't know. I didn't know how to get there with one word.
Oh, it feels stupid to not say draft after seven rounds. I was like, rounds. I was like, does he know he's saying rounds? Okay.
All right.
That was 3 and 4. That's what it was.
3 and 4.
Yeah, I got 3 words and 4 words.
Oh, wait, what? That one took 3 words.
Oh, okay. So we're at 7 rounds was 2 words? Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. 7 rounds is 2 words. Because if I just said 7, you would have said Ben Roethlisberger.
Right. That's fair.
Okay, next one. All right, I'm just going to try this. Six.
Interception.
Points.
Oh, touchdown.
Touchdown. Ah. See, I was like, we'll take a shot. We may be able to get there.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. This one's not going to go good.
You don't know that.
No, we'll get it. Spain.
Real Madrid. Let's go.
Other.
Argentina.
What? That's a country. No, the other, not Real Madrid. Other.
What the hell's that mean?
The other one in Spain, not Real Madrid.
Barcelona.
There you go.
Barcelona.
We're counting that as 2. I don't care what anybody says. We're counting that as 2.
That's fine. What are we at? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Are we at 10 words?
10 words? That means we got to get these next 2 and 2.
Okay.
And we do it because got to be try to get under 15.
Barcelona. All right.
Okay.
Football. Yeah.
If I went, would you, that's one word.
That's one word. Goal.
No, it's celebration. The chee celebration. I could act it out for you too, but I can't jump in the air right now.
Can't jump in the air right now. Is there an actual name for this?
I mean, if you knew what I was talking about, you would know what I'm talking about.
It's got to be the Belfast boy himself.
I mean, you're on the right track, but no, it is. It is not.
Yeah,
it is not the Belfast boy. Do you even remember who the Belfast boy is?
Georgie.
George Best.
Yes. Yes, of course.
That's not the answer. That is not the answer.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I thought I nailed it on goal. So we're clear. Olay. What the hell is this? I don't watch football.
I mean, yes, you have picked up that it is a football one.
Yes, yes, yes. What the hell? What was after your sound effect? Is it celebration?
I said a celebration. Yeah, to let you know that I was impersonating a celebration.
Yeah. That was implied. I mean, you score a goal, you celebrate. That's what I thought you were doing.
Do you want me to give you another one? You don't have a guess now?
I mean, do you think I'm going to have a guess at all?
I mean, I think we can get there. Just I'm worried about the amount of words. Because that means if we don't get it in this next one, means we have to get the next one in one.
Yeah.
Or we don't get it. All right.
Right.
So we got she and celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how into soccer you are, but if I said, no, I don't know if that's good.
You said
I'm going to go with.
I don't know.
Goat? Hear the inflection. Hear the inflection. Because yeah. I don't think it's unanimous. That's what I'm trying to.
Well, I mean, now I'm between two.
Yes, you are between two.
Yeah. I'm wondering.
And if one has the... a celebration.
I'm wondering if it's the one who will marry his wife or it's the one who won't marry his wife. I think it is not a goat, but perhaps a lion. I'm going to go Messi. Ah.
Other.
Ah. Yeah. Is it Cristiano Ronaldo?
It is. That means we're at 14 right now.
Yeah. Okay. We're not done.
We got to get this one in one. I mean, the goal is to get it at under 15, but I'll take 15 for sure. All right.
Yeah.
Let's go. This one is easy, but with only one. Oh, gosh. I can't think of a one-word one. Right now. Yeah, this is – I can go – I kind of wish the people at home could see this list before we were guessing.
Yeah.
So they would know my struggle.
Let's see.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Get on the same wavelength as me.
Wait, look at you in the eyes.
Brats.
And it's football. Football or football.
We already did our two soccer ones, so you're done with that.
You said brats. That's what you said?
That's what I said.
Brats. What the hell? This is football related.
This is for all the marbles.
Brats. What the hell? What am I missing here? What am I missing?
You can do this.
It's a food, obviously.
Brat is a food.
Yeah. I can
and remember this isn't direct. Ooh. This isn't direct. This is a little roundabout because I'm trying to get it in one.
Yeah, I know. Brats. German. In the German flag, there's the Steelers colors. What the hell?
Two out there.
I'm drawing a picture of a brat. Does it look like a NFL logo? No. Brats. What the hell? Very curious to see what the other word would have been that you.
I mean, the next word from this, I think you'll get it for sure. Also, there's a lot easier way I could do two words, but we're trying to get in one.
I don't know.
this is all around terrible. I don't know what I'm missing. Even
throw some,
even like adjacent. What brats?
See, like I want to give you clues, but clues is like what we're doing. And if I give you clues, then
Blues Clues. Yeah, it's a food. It's German. It's shaped like a wiener. Who's a wiener? Aaron Rodgers.
That would have had a lot. If it was Aaron Rodgers, it would have been a lot easier.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't even know where to begin.
You want me to just give you another word and we lose?
Yeah, let's just lose.
Parking lot.
Tailgate.
There you go.
Ah, god damn it. Brats.
Oh, you see man. How, like, I was like, what could I give a one word for tailgate? What would you have done?
Yeah.
What I was like, brat.
For tailgate? Yeah.
I thought you could go like brat, football, brat. Where would you eat a brat in football? You'd eat at tailgate.
Yeah. Yeah. If we had two words and it was brat party, tailgate.
See, and that's it. It's like, there's a lot of easy ways to get there. Yeah. Hey, do you not know the Cristiano Ronaldo celebration?
No. I don't know anything about that man, other than
that he jump in, it's the one you see players do it all the time. They like jump into the air and they turn around and they put their arms straight at their sides and they go, sheesh.
Yeah, but that's stupid. He should get a flag for that. Or a card.
One of those cards. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed Say Less.
Say Less. Georgie, they call you the Belfast boy.
I would say, yeah, you're welcome. And did I ever tell you about that project? The reason you know that song is because I did a presentation on George Best.
Yeah, so did someone else.
And so did someone else. Yeah, that's the way to spoil. Not everybody knows this one.
Say Less.
So I had a soccer class in college. Yes, I'm a PE teacher. Yes, I took technique and theory of soccer. Handball and something else.
Don't try to spruce it up. You also
took what's bowling. Called. No, there is just soccer. I didn't take just soccer. I took technical theory of.
Uh-huh.
So that was. I did a whole presentation and I got there and I, and the teacher was like, "You don't have George Best." And I missed the day where he assigned it. And he told me right to my face that I had George Best. I've never heard of George Best. Why would I make it up? He told me right to my face, and then I had to go do a whole nother project on the guy I was supposed to do, and it was his fault, and he played it off like I was the idiot. I even told him, I was like, how would I pick this guy randomly? I've never heard of him.
And then your final was you kicked a ball.
Well, the final was actually pretty tough. There's a lot of rules.
Well, yeah, for someone who isn't that good at listening in class, I'm sure it was very difficult.
That's the only thing I do. I don't do homework.
Listen.
So I don't do homework. Hey, at least I went to class, all right? I didn't watch a whole episode.
I graduated just like everyone else. Thank you very much. You're so rude.
All right. Well, just so you know, we have two more of those Say Less games ready to rock at any time.
Are they both? They're both football.
They're both football themed. But I think ChatGPT did a pretty good job. I think that was a good mix.
Yeah.
We failed. But next time... I think we'll do all right.
Yeah. I mean, we would have gotten it had I just said Ronaldo and not Messi.
Yes.
So that's a little frustrating because I was between the two. But I thought I had you when I said which one married their wife and which one refuses to. So that's how you
did it.
Yeah. That's my bad.
It's all good.
We'll move on to real football. I'll give you four minutes or less about the Chicago Bears because we did talk about the Bears with Bobby from the Fluorescence. We don't know those guys. We talked about the potential matchup of Bears-Packers, which it ends up being Bears-Packers. So I want to know on your scarometer / panicometer, where are you at for Saturday's rendezvous?
So if you listen to the last episode, not the bonus episode, the last real episode, I did say I wanted the Packers. I want the Packers. I want to beat them in the playoffs. now that it's happening, I'm not nervous. Nervous is the wrong word. But I got a little something. I'm feeling a little something about it. And it's not. And maybe it has something to do with. Maybe it has something to do with that we didn't play super well last week. But here's what I'll say about last week. We did play poorly for half of football.
Right.
It did just shine another light on how bad our defense is. I don't care what Ben Johnson says. We only allowed them to score 19 points. They should be able to win a game if you score 19 points. Yes, he's not wrong with that. But anybody who watches that defense, they couldn't stop a fart. It is not our best. But we have an offense that can win the Super Bowl. So I do think losing two games in a row, and I trust Ben Johnson because every step of the way when he says we'll get it fixed, he has gotten it fixed. So there is a world where every time we play the Packers, that's not a high-scoring game. We're capable of putting up points. We scored no points in the first half last time we played them. Same thing as we did against the Lions. So if we can put some semblance of offense together in the first half, I think we'll be fine. They don't scare me. The defensive line of the Lions looked pretty good against our offensive line. Our offensive line did not have a good day at all. Right. So I don't expect that. It was probably their worst game of the year. And I don't expect that next time, even though we didn't get a whole lot of sacks. It was just like he was under pressure the whole time. Wasn't able to roll out.
The difference have been if the Bears won that game?
I think you go in with the playoffs with a little more confidence.
Yeah.
If you were to put it together, like you come off the Niners game where you were in a shootout and you held your own the whole time and it came down to the last play and you didn't make it. And it's like, it's not even, you didn't make it. The throw came up, you know, a yard short of winning that game.
Right.
So everything was in place. The defense, again, didn't play great. But it also, I think it's a little bit of a wake-up call. The last two games, I think we abandoned the run pretty quickly. So this game, just let's pound the rock. We know we can run it against the Packers. And the thing that we do well and we have done well is we wear teams down with the run. Even if it's not successful, I don't think you can give up on it. But that being said, we got to avoid the three and outs. Too many three and outs. The offense can't be on the field. The defense on the field for longer than they should be. But I think this was a little bit of a wake-up call, hopefully. We know we can beat the Packers, so it's not scary. And it's just a matter of doing it.
We do get backup quarterback Jordan Love on Saturday, though, if that helps.
Yeah. But Jordan Love is that guy that'll just, like, be about to get sacked, throw a ball 40 yards in the air that just falls softly into the arms of a receiver who's, like, blanket coverage. He is pretty good at that.
I don't like the Green Bay as an opportunity to be a spoiler. I mean, to lose to anybody. I think this season is, you know, we've done way more than I thought we would at the beginning of this season. So for them to play the Packers and lose to the Packers, that would really piss me off. If they played somebody else, got in a shootout, lost, I don't like it, but I think we're a little early. But for the season to end against the Packers, that would absolutely piss me off.
I mean, our secondary scares me right now because nobody's playing well. Tyreek Stevenson he got benched last game, didn't play a down.
Yeah.
CJ Gardner-Johnson got knocked out. I doubt he'll be back for this game. There's a chance we get Kyler Gordon back. And if we do get him back, that is a boost. But Jalen Johnson is not – he doesn't look healthy. He got burned every time he was in coverage. And it's not like the Packers have slow receivers, so it's going to be the same thing. So I'm just curious how it's going to go. I do have faith in the coaching staff, though, which I think is a positive in a lot of ways. So I'm not totally scared, but I think it's going to be all right. Let me ask you this. I've been hearing people say this. Would a loss to the Packers in the playoffs ruin this fun season for you?
Absolutely.
Would you not consider it a successful season?
I would consider it an unfinished season.
Well, definitely that. I'm close to that. I kind of feel like if it does happen where we lose, I don't even want to think about it, but if it does,
Yeah.
It would be like, this is still a successful season. We are ahead of schedule. Losing to the Packers would be brutal, obviously, because they've had our number and we just suck against them.
I think if it's like if the Bears lost to, you know, the Seahawks, Eagles, 49ers, and it was, you know, a shootout or, you know, a close game or something like that, I think that'll do enough for me. Like, yeah, they're where they are, you know, they're where they should be. They're not ready yet. They're, you know, 1 year early, people keep saying. But to lose to the Packers, I'm like, the Packers, to me, just ain't shit. So for them to, like, if they lose to, like, an actual, like, real Super Bowl contender, that's one thing. To lose to the Packers and then the Packers to get stomped the next round by somebody else, I mean, that would bug the shit out of me.
That's true, because they're not the better team.
No.
It's like, if we lost to the Rams, it'd be like, yeah, maybe the Rams are the better team. But again, we can play anybody. That's the thing, but we keep teams in games that shouldn't be in games, and we play up to the level of competition a lot of times. We just got to play our game and just don't let these guys send us home.
Yeah.
But I generally feel good. I think we're going to win. I think we have all the things in place to win. Hopefully Jordan Love is rusty. I mean, I can hope for that. Their running back is playing on a wonky knee.
Yeah, buddy. Let's hope Caleb plays all seven rounds.
All seven rounds. Three overtimes.
Yeah. Okay. Say less. It's trivia time, because that's half the name, you know. In honor of MTV almost shutting down, I have some 2000s trivia for you.
I like it.
I didn't make it hard. Not unless you asked me to. All right.
I don't mind when you give me a little tough one. Yeah. I will say, I know you haven't listened to Mike's trivia fully yet.
Yeah.
But there were some brutal questions there. My mom texted both of us this morning, just like, listen to the bonus episode. Mike, those questions were really hard.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Question one, in honor of MTV. It's the total number of top music videos, total requests live, counted down in each show.
Wait, was that the question?
Yeah, hosted by Carson Daly. What is the number of music videos, total requests live, counted down each show?
25? 10?
9? 8? What number are you saying?
I don't know. Well, I don't even. This is a show that Carson Daly hosted, and it counted down music videos.
You know what TRL is?
It's TRL.
Yeah, Total Request Live.
I did not know that's what it stood for.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna say 10.
10's your final.
Yes.
TRL TEN. 10. Yes. 25.
I didn't know it. That's why I was like, what is it? Total
Request Live.
Yeah, you should have said TRL. I was like, yeah. What the 20? 25 sounded like a number because I didn't think it was 10, but yeah, I'm going with 10 because it's TRL. I know that.
All right. What is the name of the world where the monsters live in Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, shoot.
I can give you multiple choice if you want it.
Let me a sec here. I may be able to come up with this.
Okay.
Is it something with Scream? Screamopolis? Monsteropolis? It's something like that, right?
George. do you want me to tell you?
No, have I said it?
Have you said it? Well, you asked me a question after you said a word.
It's something like that.
Okay.
Monstropolis kind of sounds right. If it's not Monstropolis, it's going to be something close to that. I'm going to go with Monstropolis. No, Monstropolis? Monstropolis.
Monstropolis is correct.
Okay. See, it was there.
I would have given you Monsterville, Monster Town, and Monstropolis. So there you go. All right. You're going to like this one. What Chrysler car rose to popularity in the 2000s and was known as a Woody because it featured wood trim on its sides?
In the 2000s and it was a Woody?
It's also known as a Woody because it featured wood trim on its sides. It was a Chrysler car.
The Chrysler car, is it the Town and Country?
This is embarrassing, folks. He owned the car. It was, of course, the PT Cruiser.
I didn't own a PT Cruiser.
That's the joke.
But
what was the actual name of the car?
HHR, Chevy HHR.
And the windows don't roll down as they should in McDonald's parking lots. You have to open the whole car door in order to retrieve your food like the fat ass that you are. Next question. Who did the World Wrestling Federation lose a lawsuit to in 2002, causing them to change their name to the World Wrestling Entertainment?
The WWF.
The yes, World of course.
Wildlife Foundation.
Total Request Live. Yeah. World Wildlife Fund. The Panda got
Fund?
To... Fund.
I said foundation. I'll take it.
It doesn't matter.
Give it to me.
I'm with you all the way. All right. It's the number in the band's name, Some Blank, plus the number in the band's name, Matchbox Blank.
The answer is 61.
61, Sum 41, and Matchbox 20. Taking back Matchbox 20.
I was told no math.
Ah, come on, buddy. All right. It's the year Bowling for Soup sang about, minus the number of miles Vanessa Carlton would walk to see you.
985.
985 is correct. Back to back math. Math class.
The song would be 1985 and Vanessa Carlson walked 1,000 miles.
Yes, she did.
Would walk 1,000 miles.
That was the Proclaimers. Allegedly would walk 500 more. Which rapper's real name is Curtis James Jackson III?
50 Cent.
Many men would get that answer correct. I know you didn't have one, you big dumb idiot, but who was everyone's first friend on MySpace?
Tom.
Correct. What was the name of the diner on Gilmore Girls?
Yikes. No idea.
I got multiple choice for you.
Oh, thank goodness.
We got Charlie's Diner, Henry's Diner, or Luke's Diner?
Feels like Charlie's Diner.
That's your final.
Yeah, it's a straight up guess.
You're guessing, and you'd be wrong. It's Luke's Diner.
Yeah, Luke kind of made sense.
Yeah.
But a guy named Luke doesn't feel like he'd start a diner, you know?
Well, he's in love with Lorelai. So, there you go. This one is... for Barry Brooks, wherever you are tonight.
NSYNC. Just for the record, I know you guys can't see this, but Lenny looked up to the skies like Barry's dead.
He's not dead. NSYNC appeared in a commercial for which chain?
Which chain?
Restaurante, yeah. NSYNC appeared in a commercial for which chain restaurant?
Chili's.
Chili's is correct.
I was going to say Pepsi. Did they? Maybe they did. I was thinking they did a Pepsi ad, and then you said chain, and that.
Yeah.
They sang, give me my baby back, baby back, baby back. Okay.
Yeah. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 out of 10.
I'll take it.
For 2000s trivia. All right. 8 out of 10. Not a bad day at the office for our new employee. That's all for episode 58. We hope you enjoyed our bonus episode that we posted in a jiffy on Sunday for National Trivia Day. We hope you enjoyed this one as well. If you have any suggestions, we'll take them. whether good or bad. We're trying to get some wind under our wings here. Follow us on Instagram at Trivial Arguments and Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Final thoughts for you, W2 Matthew.
I like that trivia. I won't lie. It was nice, easy. Gave me some curveballs I didn't know.
Made you do math twice.
Made me do math. That was a nice little wrinkle. Not too bad
for the kid that failed kickball or whatever class you took.
I didn't fail. I actually didn't take a kickball class. That would have been fun, though.
I mean, you're the teacher.
Kickball is like a wall of shame game, though. So that's one kid kicking everybody else standing around, wall of shame game.
Yeah. Pain from
it's
a real
literally, I think it's
real pain from a sham friends.
I think it's my least favorite PE game. When the kids ask to play it, I try to steer them in any other direction, but occasionally they do play it.
That's because you just like throwing the balls at the kids.
No, it's like when they're young, I pitch for them because it takes forever if I don't.
Yeah.
I'll throw it before the kid's even ready. They get the ball to me, and then it's going. If you're not on base or ready to kick, it's a strike. We're moving.
Yeah, but it's too much standing around. You'd be like a pitch machine. You'd have to just stand there on the mound.
It's pretty much what I do.
Yeah, and just shoot the ball out. Interessante. Matt hates his job. You guys hearing this?
What job? I sit on the couch.
Well, whatever. You know, we argued. So you didn't have to. Remember, folks, you're allowed to be wrong.
Lord knows we are.